everybody. It's Greg Golden, Forsyth Sports 365. Thanks, as always, for joining us. And we have a champion in our midst right now. Back-to-back middle school football champions, the North Forsyth Wildcats. And here's the head coach, Ty Carnes. Coach, hey, welcome Greg to the broadcast. Nice to have you back again.
Yeah, good seeing you. Thanks for coming out today. Always great to see you out.
We've talked to you one time on the real microphone. That was after the first ball game that we called with
Correct.
Y'all. That was way back. I think you played Lakeside out there.
Early August.
Across the street. And the rest has been on the phone, so it's great to have you here with us in person. And
Absolutely.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Last night, you and Riverwatch got into a tangle out there in the messy environment over at South Forsyth. And you come away with your second straight county championship. Congratulations. What do you have to say for yourself?
Thank you. You know what, Greg? It's kind of surreal. We knew we had a good group last year, finished up 9-1, and we always set our goals high every year. And this group, they just kept fighting week in and week out. They would come to practice each and every day, making themselves better. And over the past month, this team has really stepped it up. I think we've given up 6 points over the past month, and that was on a kickoff return. So our defense really hasn't given up anything. Offensively, we've averaged over 30 points in the past four games. So, just proud of where these guys finished up at, finished strong, and it certainly showed last night.
We definitely want to bring that up because you went through the playoffs, the semifinals and the finals, without giving up a point. I don't think you gave up 100 yards offense, total offense, to either team, either Liberty or last night Riverwatch.
Right.
I think your defense just came to play.
Our defense did come to play. We, for the past couple weeks, to get ready for the playoffs and for the championship, we threw an extra Saturday practice in, and we strictly went defense for 2 hours both Saturdays. And, just throwing an extra practice in during the week certainly helps, alignment, assignments, and everything like that on the defensive side of the ball.
Safe to say that y'all wanted it.
Yeah, we wanted it. That's for sure. I know some of our guys, they like to go out and deer hunt and all that, go to the county fair, but they made a commitment to our football team, and we, everybody was at the practice, and that was a couple of our best practices all year the past two Saturdays.
That's great stuff. You went through the undefeated season, so definitely when you get to the playoffs, you want to win it. That's for sure. But going through that season, you had a couple of tight games against Riverwatch. I think the second week of the season, it was a 6-0 victory. So you did progress as the season went along and got better, and by the end of the year, juggernaut.
We did. We actually Riverwatch was actually part of our scrimmage this year as well. We scrimmaged Riverwatch and South. And they beat us 6-0 in the scrimmage. We played them week two, and we came out with a 6-0 victory. We, early in the season, we fumbled the ball on the 2-yard line and couldn't put it in. And then we had another big run called back, but we did escape with a 6-0 win. Our defense played great, that week as well. So, We knew we were getting better, and then for them to go out and perform like they did last night, a true testament of this football team.
I want to talk about some of the individuals. We're at this point. We won the championship. In that game last night, your quarterback, the young man Noah Gilbert, we expected in the sloppiness, one, maybe two fumbles or something, or some kind of mishandling of the ball. There was zero mishandling of the ball, and Gilbert, your quarterback, distributes the ball. A lot of times that ball's in the air in a pitch or a quick pitch or a long pitch or something like that. You guys move the ball around, without necessarily a straight handoff, hand-to-hand. It's in the air a lot of times. Not one time on the ground last night. And I got to congratulate Noah Gilbert, who starts things off at the quarterback spot, and then the rest of the running backs, and we'll get that in a little bit. But first of all, talk about Mr. Gilbert.
Yeah.
That was terrific for
Noah. This is his first year playing with us.
Really?
I knew he was a quarterback. And
he looks like he's been here forever.
He looks like he's been here forever. He started off great, learned our system quickly. Noah's just a cool kid.
Did he move in from another district?
No, he played for a different program last year and, wanted to try out as an eighth grader, made our team, and like I said, learned how we do things here.
That's just amazing. He was just a steady, all season long, not
all
just last
long.
Night, but all season. He's just been a steady player.
Right.
not spectacular, but I mean, you know, he got the job done time and again.
You know, that's the thing about Noah. He gets the job done. He's just a cool, calm kid. You know, whether you're patting him on the back or you're reinforcing something, he's going to have the same demeanor no matter what. And, you know, that's good for a quarterback. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He just goes out and takes care of business.
And the thing that was amusing, we talked yesterday in our interview pregame about him running to the sideline to get the play and running back and all that running he does. And you added that he blocks on just about every play. And I was looking for that last night, and I saw a couple of nice blocks when he'd pitch back to Slayton. We're going to get to him in a second. But he was right in the middle of the line blocking on the linebacker, trying to clear that hole. That's good stuff.
Absolutely. You know, our offense is designed that the ball's not in your hand, you're blocking someone. And we don't let our quarterbacks go from the shotgun very often. And when the ball's not in their hand, they're another blocker for our offense. And that really pays off for us. And Noah's done a great job with the blocking as well this year.
Well, he did a terrific job last night in distributing the ball to the playmakers and scored – what, one touchdown and a two-point conversion?
He had one
on his own.
He did have one touchdown. I think we threw the ball five times. I think we were 3 for 5, 4 for 6, something like that. I really haven't looked back. But he put the ball up well and just took care of what he needed to last night.
Well, we pegged him as one of our MVPs last night because of the way he handled that football. It was a messy night last night,
sure,
all night long. And he didn't drop it, not even close to a turnover once. You did throw an interception, but it wasn't him.
We did. We actually intercepted the ball and got it inside the 20, and we wanted a quick score, so we were trying to, you know, throw something at them that they weren't expecting, and I think it was a double pass, and I think Nicky actually got hit when he was throwing it.
Yeah,
and
there was pressure on him.
Threw the ball up, and they did intercept it on about the 8-yard line, and we gave it back to him. But you're right, that wasn't our quarterback that threw that. So
he had a pretty good night.
He had a great night.
Heath Slayton, this kid plays like he's a senior in high school, and you just told me he's a seventh grader.
Heath is a seventh grader. He just an incredible athlete as well.
I'm telling you what.
Yeah, I know he plays baseball, basketball, so just a jack of all trades. He's a ball hawk.
He's everywhere in defense.
He's a hitter.
I've seen him knock balls away, intercept balls all season long. He took one back for a touchdown against Victory Creek.
He did.
Back in midseason, he picked one off last night to help your cause. This kid's he's just an amazing athlete, but his awareness is part of the plus.
It sure is, Greg. He just, you know, he plays free safety for us. Anytime the ball's up in the air, he always seems to be around it. And if someone does catch a ball underneath, he's always there for a big hit. So we're certainly glad that he's, you know, with us this year. And we're certainly going to be glad that he's back with us again next year.
We mentioned Nicky throwing the interception, Nicky Dalmolin. This kid has been fire on ice all year long, and it looked like last night maybe Riverwatch was keying on him pretty much all night long. So he didn't have the big night that he usually has, didn't have the big game that he usually has, but he's still been an integral part of this team. And on defense, he had a couple of big hits, good stops against Riverwatch as well. Let's give him some love.
Yeah, offensively, Nicky's pretty much been our workhorse all year. I think most teams, they'll call their strong side to whichever side, you know, he goes in motion to. And they've been doing it all year, and we'll just have to – we've had to adjust our blocking schemes, you know, to try to get him to run in or out wherever we want to go, and he's done a great job. This is his first year running the ball, and he's continued to grow and get better and better as we went throughout the year. And I know he's had over 15 touchdowns this season. Not exactly sure yet of the total yardage, but – it's got
probably 1,000.
Got to be up there.
Some of those have been 70, 80 yard runs.
With a school record. Yeah, I think every game except for last night's game, he's had over a 70 yard run. So he's just an incredible football player, incredible athlete, and most importantly, a good kid.
Yeah, and you're glad to have him, and he's going to be a big help to the Raiders.
He is.
Moving up. Now, he's an eighth grader?
He's an eighth grader.
So they'll get him. And Noah's an eighth grader?
Noah's an eighth grader.
Okay. What about your linemen? Because you guys have just ground and pound all season long. Let's talk about the offensive line.
Well, with our offense, you know, it starts with our offensive line. Those guys, when we first started out, they were pretty raw, to be honest with you. They were kind of all over the place. But as we went throughout the season and they've grown, they've learned – they've just progressed so much. And then these past 2 weeks, just watching those guys blow people off the ball has been incredible. And us, if we can get 2.5-3 yards every carry, we're satisfied with that.
We talked about it last night. Clay McBrayer has been your fullback. Who was the kid that played fullback the position a couple of games into the season?
Dylan Page had started for us, and he got a concussion in the Little Mill game. Dylan started linebacker and fullback. Clay was actually our backup quarterback this year. But Clay's an incredible athlete as well, and we knew, you know, he knew the plays from being a quarterback, and we knew he was the guy when Dylan got hurt. And I tell you, he really stepped it up, and we're couldn't be more thrilled for Clay.
And how old is he?
He's an eighth grader as well.
That kid, for his size, runs with more power. Him and Heath Slayton, I think, those kids just amaze me for their size, how much they bring. They're carrying, moving a pile all night long last night.
They are. They just kept their feet moving, ran with their shoulders low, and, you know, went for positive yardage every time they touched the ball.
I hear the bell there, so I know you're going to have a room full of kids here pretty soon.
It won't be long.
Talk about the defense, because the shutouts were phenomenal over the course of the playoffs.
Shutouts have been fabulous. We've look back last night, I think we've given up 40 points all season. I know 12 of those have been on special teams. You know, that's an average of 4 points a game. So that's pretty impressive in a 10-game season. Coach Jim Gray is our defensive coordinator, and he does a fabulous job with a game plan every week. You know, we face different offenses from week to week, and he does a good job of moving folks around and getting people where they need to be. So, you know, defense just played lights out, and they have played lights out for about the past month, and just couldn't be more happier for those guys as well.
Well, after last year, you wondered how you could top that. You were, 7-1 in the regular season, and then the championship made you 9-1 on the year. How can you top that? Well, you come back, you win it again, you go 10-0. So 19-1 in the last two seasons. How do you top that?
We're definitely happy because we've been on the other end, so we certainly appreciate these last two seasons because they're not easy to come by. And, you know, we're going to prepare next year's group just like we have this year and see what that group can do.
You're going to have some big shoes to fill. How do you look at the talent coming in? Is it, you've obviously got a good eye because you put people in the right place to make the plays for you. What's your formula?
Well, my thing is in middle school football, you pretty much rebuild every year.
Right.
You know,
Right. He's
our seventh grader that played eighth grade this year. So you'll see a bunch of new faces come next year. But my thing is, you know, if I could make it happen, I would have every boy or student in the school try out for our football team. Last year, we had 86 guys try out for our football team, and we cut down to about 44. But, you know, the more kids that come out, the more athletes you're going to find. So we beat the halls down. If we see a kid in PE that looks like an athlete, we get them out there for football tryouts. If we see a big kid walking down the halls, we get them out there for football tryouts. So anybody that comes to North Middle that we think has potential to be a football player, they're definitely going to be out there at tryouts with us.
That's a great attitude to have, and I know the kids love playing for you, and they get coached up really well, and it sets them up for a nice future in high school if that's where they want to go. So what do you do now? All right, you're gonna enjoy this one for a little while, and then what? You get right into basketball? What's your next?
Yeah,
are you a basketball, baseball coach or anything? What are you gonna do?
Strictly football. I've got three small children. Two of those, they're involved in basketball, so I'm gonna, you know, enjoy this one for a little bit and go support them and be a dad and a husband and worry about next year here in a couple months.
When are you gonna start? When does your preseason start?
Well, we're actually starting Monday in the weight room, so before school. But we'll have our football tryouts at the end of April, beginning of May. But we'll be in the weight room starting Monday morning.
Well, enjoy this second title, and we wish you good luck getting ready for next year. Got a group of kids heading into the gym right now. I know you're going to be watching for some athletes there.
Always watching.
Recruiting for the football team.
That's right. That's right.
Ty Carnes, a football coach whose kids are basketball players. I love it. We'll keep an eye out for them as well. Ty, it's always great to talk to you. Let me shake your hand, man. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, Greg.
On a great second championship here. Thanks for hosting us for the interview today, and we're going to post this up as soon as we get back to the house and let everybody have a good listen to it. You did a great job this year. We're all very proud of you.
Thank you, Greg. And we appreciate you doing what you do and having us and all the interviews and you coming out. So thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate it. Ty Kearns, everybody, head coach out here in Coal Mountain at North Forsyth Middle School, and champion once again. Always great to have him. Listen for great, more great interviews just like this one coming your way as basketball season is approaching. And we've also got the finish of high school football coming up, so don't go anywhere. Make sure you tune in regularly to Forsyth Sports 365.